to family levim. What could be a better shame tov than that? And also had to give mitzvah malzav on the mitzvah of Hashem today of the einikul. Hob nachas and brach and ala kinder einikul lechus unto hate for of simchas. But we're in all events we're still missing you. And the Hatzik Amalas HaTadif and Rebchaim now on the mitzvah of his nephew, we're missing you as well. Mr. Shaharabani, we're missing you this morning as well because of your appointment. Reb Shlomo Malcha, I know you don't normally come on Thursdays. No, you don't normally come on Thursdays. But, Asher Yesh Nompoi, Asher Yene Nompoi, we're going to be beginning Simon Shinyot Sif Yudzayin. And of course we wish a good morning to Mr. Mervis who's listening so diligently back there in Golders Green. We're thinking of you. And as we continue, page 276, Simon Shinyot, sorry. Shinyot, Sif Yud Zayin, page 276. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's begin. Asur litain tsoinain al hameichem. One may not pour cold liquid on, or put cold liquid on an urn, or a source of heat, afilu lahafshir, even if the purpose is only to take off the chill. And you plan to remove it before it reaches Yad Soi Ledes. Koil shehameichem cham, if the burn is hot, kol kach, it's so hot, she'ilu hoya menichei sham, the way to leave it there harbe, a long time, hoya boli de bishul, the liquid would inevitably become cooked. Da'ayinu sheye yad to ledes boy, then may not be left in that position because you may leave it there. Shadin maniach al kabi meichem, kadin maniach al kineget amadura. There's no difference if one puts a liquid, or even a solid actually, in some respects. Also, but we're discussing liquid here because I'll tell you why in a minute. There's no difference if you put a liquid close to fire itself, or you put liquid next to a pot, which and the liquid can become yad seledes by through the heat of the pot, because we've learned, told us how eish, keish. So if it will be left in a position where it can become heated, either by the fire itself, or by a second degree fire, something that was heated by the fire, it may not be left there, because if you leave it too long, it may come to become cooked. And if it's not so hot, and if it can never reach Yad Seledes Boy, you can leave it there at Gesunta. Gesunta, hey, it's not going to become cooked. Okay? Now, why did I say there's a difference between a liquid and a solid? It's like this.
When you're talking about a solid, you're talking about a raw solid.
Oh, so a raw solid, of course, one can't leave next to a near a source of heat because it may leave it there and become cooked. However, a cooked solid, provided it's not on the fire itself, where there's an istajabonon of chazorok, it looks like cooking, it may be left there because ain't bishul lachabishul. That's right. When the Shulchan Aruch is talking about liquid, soin normally refers to a liquid, it's talking about liquid, however, and therefore liquid mimon of shuch, if it's not cooked, it's subject to bishul. And even if it is cooked, well, if it's cooled down, it's still also subject to bishul.
But according
to the Shulchan Aruch, cooling down, cooled down completely.
You could put it closed, that's right.
That's right. According to the Ma, if it's not cool down, means cool down completely. And according to the Mechaba, cool down means that it's no longer yet to let us. But we saw that already in Sif Tet. Whoa! And I think in Sif Dalad as well.
Yeah. I'm saying that would apply here.
100%. Mr. Levine, you're bang on. You know what? I think you should give the Shi'ur. Because the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuches, actually says this point. Also, it is saying they may not pour cold liquid. The female demasik or a mala el basif tet wall, bahagot. According to that which the Ramah says in Sif Tet wall, Yesh lahaka, one can be lenient, but they're imhoyed of and bushel, blowing it sand in a gamri. Oh, almost like you said, Mr. Levine. That what? Provided it's not completely cold, it's still warm a bit, it's not subject to bishel anymore.
If you only need to put in brackets, and it had been hot before.
From the previous heat. That's how we learnt yesterday. You hear? The Simcha Mendel HaKohen, what a special family the Levines are. Gewaldig. Tirkotten kuchtes harbe. If you were to leave the liquid here a long time, it will become cooked. The chashin, and therefore there's a concern. Shem yishkech, maybe you'll forget. If you're nichenu shaman, you'll leave it. Actually, it's bashel until it becomes cooked. Yeah. And not yet. And although we've already learnt you can't pour something near the fire itself, if you look, turn back, Sifchud Dalad, you may remember Sifchud Dalad, it was only 2 days ago. Yeah, Sifchud Dalad, we learnt this halacha already. You may not put a jug of water near the fire. That was talking about near the fire. Here we're talking about near a hot pot. The Shulchan Aruch is telling us there's no difference if it's a hot pot or a fire. If it comes originally from the power of fire, Eish, it's awesome. Sivkot and Kufyot. Nice to have you with us. Sivkot and Kufyot. Says the Mishnah Brura. Kedin maniach, rotzaloy, ma'amavol, elbasif yudalad, afiru lahofig sinosay, asim yachalof, ilibishal. We've seen already that if you put an item near something which near source of heat, near flame, then you've got to make sure it can't reach the heat of Yad Seled Ester in that position. Similarly here, you're not putting it near a flame, you're putting it near a pot, which is boiling hot, and reach Yad Seled Ester boy. The same thing applies. Sivkot and Kuf Yudala, however, if it's not so hot, and therefore it can't reach Yad Seled Ester boy, it's going to be okay. Sivkot and Kuf Yudala, v'mhameichem oimed akabay ehoesh, ayin le'el, if you have a mechem which is on top of a fire, and you want to put your kugel on top, or your liquid, a jug on top of a pot on top of the fire, well then you've got to be aware that there's actually two opinions. Do we consider that putting it on the fire itself, and therefore subject to the issues of chazara, or no? Since you're putting it on top of a pot on top of a fire, therefore there's no mechzikah mavash, it doesn't look like you're cooking it, it's permitted, and that's how we paskin. And therefore a liquid which has been cooked and it's cooled down somewhat, if it's still lukewarm, may be placed on top of a Shabbos kettle, because mitzad bishel there's no issue, because ein bishel achar bishel olachet is still somewhat warm. Does it look like cooking? The answer is no, because you're putting it on top of a pot which is being heated already. Mutar. And since in this position it can't become Yad Seled Ester boy, there's no issue of putting an item on it, because even if you forget it and leave it there, nothing's going to happen. You can put liquid which has never been cooked at all close to a source of heat which won't reach Yad Seled Ester boy. Obviously that's not going to involve any Right, now for the next Seif, I'm going to give you everybody some homework to do. I'm going to give you a chart. Everybody has to fill in this chart. Thank you very much. When's the last time you did homework, Dr. Wittenberg? There you go. Did you ever do homework, Mr. Levine? Okay, let's go. It's not only for you, it's for me as well, because it's a little bit tricky this sif. We'll have to try and be able to fit it in. Hopefully I got it right myself, and we'll see, take it from there. Now before we begin, there's a few introductory words. First of all, obviously an item which is not fully cooked is subject to bishul by putting it close to a source of heat. We all know that. But additionally, there's other ways which an item which is not fully cooked is subject to bishul. For example, if it's on the fire and you put a lid on top on it to make the food heat up quicker, that'll be an issa of bishul. It's called memaher bishulai, to speeden up the cooking. Similarly, to put a hot, if you have a pot which is not fully cooked on the fire and you push it a little bit closer to the flame, it's bishul d'oraisa, because you're making this item cook quicker. To stir an item which is not fully cooked while it's on the flame also improves the cooking. What else is there? Anything similar which can affect the heating of the food and make it cook quicker is an issur bishul. Not only that, we're told to ladle out food, whenever there's an issur to stir, There's less even to ladle out food because it can also make turbulence is the wrong word. The effect it has, it can also have somewhat of a, although only mild, it has, it will have an effect on the food.
Similar to stirring.
Similar to stirring. It's not, I think it's called the simmer jabon, and I'm not sure, but at least to ladle out some food is also forbidden, because if one were to stir it, it would have an effect of improving the heat, quickening up the process of cooking. Additionally, if you have a food item which is not fully cooked, and you remove some food from it, and the item's on the flame, so now the rest of the food will cook quicker, as our local chef will agree. And we've actually seen that already in Reishon and Dalet, Sif Dalet, according to what I've written over here. I haven't checked it up for a while. Anybody remember in Reishon and Dalet, Sif Dalet? As far as I know there, it says this point. Maybe it's Sif Zion. Maybe it's Sif Zion. I've written here Reishon and Dalet, Sif Zion, Sif Dalet. I can't see it here. But we have learned that to remove a food item, remove to lessen the amount of food in a pot. If the pot's not fully cooked and it's on the flame, it will mean that the rest of the pot will cook quicker. I can't actually find it just now. So with all that introduction, let's see Sif Yud Ches. Ha'ilfus, the pan, v'akadera, and the pot. She'heviron merusachin me'al gabi ha'or. They were removed when they were boiling hot from on top of the flame. If they're not fully cooked, do not remove any food from them, do not ladle any food out. Because by doing some magis, it's similar to stirring. And stirring is an issa of bishul. Yeah? So we may not even ladle off food from a non-cooked item, although it's off the fire, because since if one were to stir this item, although it's not on the fire, it would improve the cooking, it would make it cook more. One can't even ladle off from such a situation, right? In this battle called Sarukha, if the food is fully cooked, muta, that's permitted. Why? Because if fully cooked food, which is off the fire, is not going to be affected by ladling out. And even if you stir it, it's unlikely it's going to be affected. From this special korot sorokoi, muta. If it's fully cooked, it's muta. I think we're going to stop there and see the Mishnah Brura till that point. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a pot which has been removed, it's not fully cooked, it's been removed from the fire, and nevertheless, not only can one not stir it, of course, Bishul Min HaTorah, one can't even ladle it out. Says the Mishnah Brura Simchat and Kuf Yud Gimel, She'aviron Murasach, and he took it off the flame, when it was hot. Nokat She'aviron, why does it say he took it off the flame? What about stirring it when it's on the flame, or ladling it when it's on the flame?
When it's not fully cooked, of course
it can. It tells you take when it's taken off to tell your chiddush. Even when it's removed from the flame, also it may not be, of course not stirred, may not even be ladled out. When the food is not fully cooked. But of course, kol shekein, if the food which is not fully cooked is on the fire, of course you can't stir. And all the more, you can't ladle out, and all the more stir, you can't stir. Yeah? Poshet. Poshet. Yeah? Right? Now, when it's right, so again, Shevirim Rosach, why are we talking about a non-cooked food which has been removed from the flame? And we're saying you can't remove food from it, and cold skin, you can't stir it. Not, why is it not talking about it's on the flame? This tells you when it's removed from the flame, to tell you a chiddush. Even though it's removed from the flame, also it's forbidden to remove food from it, when it's not fully cooked, because it's similar to stirring, and stirring, of course, will have an effect. What about a food item which is fully cooked? Even if it's on the flame, yeah, it's fully cooked, so therefore, one can remove food items from it when it's on the flame, because it's not going to cause anything to cook more. One could even stir it, I suppose, because nothing's more going to happen. It's fully cooked. Good morning, Binyamin. It's if cotton kuf you'd gimel. Hey, Master Beis Yosef. Avo, but the Rabbah classic digesh less or beset. He says, and the Rabbah says, you shouldn't even ladle from the when the pot's on the fire, although it's fully cooked. Yeah, it seems that this has some sort of additional benefit to the cooking. The Beit Shatzin himself later on in Sivkotin Kuf something or other, so he doesn't know exactly what the issue is over here. Al Kuponim, and your Rabbah says, even so, even though it's fully cooked, if it's on the fire, you shouldn't take food from the pot. Yeah? Kuf Royat to Kuf Yud Dalad, Shinim Tzom Megis. Binyamin, we're discussing in the moment removing food from an item which isn't fully cooked, although the item is not on the fire. Although the pot is not on the fire, huh?
Is it Machabed Drusoy?
No, not even. It makes no difference, really. Bialocha discusses perhaps if it's Machabed Drusoy, but the food is going to be mutter, because we did learn that once you get to Machabed Drusoy and beyond, there are shitters that hold that that's not called cooking. We do a paschal like that. Since the Ashid is at hold that once you reach Machal Ben Drusoy, it's no longer subject to Bishul, but the Yevet, if one did cook it, we would not make a Knas. Because whenever there's a Sofik Knas, a Sofik, if the activity that was performed is Osir, then Midrabbanan, we wouldn't forbid the item. So in that respect, Binyamin, it's best to talk about when it's not Machal Ben Drusoy. Okay.
What's the issue?
The issue here is that by stirring, or by removing food from a pot which isn't fully cooked, although the pot's not on the fire, you'll thereby enable the rest of the food to cook quicker. And all the more so, if you stir it, then definitely it will cook quicker. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Kuf Yud Dalet Shinim Tzom Megis, because by removing the food from this pot, it comes out that you're affecting the pot by this minor turbulence. For choshkein lahogis mamash, also of course you can't stir a pot which is not fully cooked if it's still hot. Yesh bazechi of chatos. This is also in the Torah. If he makes a pasuk shulchan aruch le'abasif dalut, that he holds any addition to the cooking process is going to be bishul. So bazem sayeya umakarav le'abishul v'chashivik mevashul. By doing so, one improves and enhances the bishul, and it's considered bishul. You're making the food quicker. However, if the pot is cooked called sorokoi, it's going to be mutter. What's mutter? It's a food item which is off the flame. Yeah? Food item that's off the flame. And you want to remove some of the food from it. No problem. I feel a lohogus boy. In fact, even to stir it is permitted according to Shulchan Aruch. Dein bishul achar bishul, because there's no bishul achar bishul chid le'el basif dalet. Now let's try and fill in this form, if you don't mind. Yom in, here you go. Test. If you do well, Yom will give you breakfast. What's for breakfast this morning, Yom in? So we saw here, again, so let's see what the Shulchan Aruch talking about. Shulchan Aruch is talking about a not fully cooked pot which is off the flame. The Shulchan Aruch is telling us one may not ladle, it's asa. We not ladle, that is what Shulchan Aruch is telling us, not ladle, that's the Mishnah, that is in fact the Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Off the fire, to ladle food out is asa, that is the Shulchan Aruch. And kol shekein to stir, the Mishnah Berurah says. Alright? Yeah. Where's that? Kol shekein lahogis mamash, sikotan kufiyud dalet, yeah? he says that's an issa, that's a chiyav chatos. That's the kol shekein issa kotan kufyud dalad, kufyud dalad. That's definitely also to stir a food item which is not fully cooked, which is on the, which is off the fires, off the minhag Torah. Then the shulchan. Then we saw, what else did we see, Mr. Levine?
If it's fully cooked, and it's off the fire, then it is mutter.
If it's fully cooked, then it's off the fire. Mutter to do what?
Ladle out.
Yes, the shulchan aruch says that.
Right. Oh, but was that what the earlier rabbi was
machmir? No, he was talking about when it's on the fire.
So to ladle out
is
mutter.
You
stir it also,
mutter.
Where does he
stir his mutter? We don't see it's also. Where's it? It's a
cotton kuf tesvav. Cooked and if it's off the fire.
Yeah, it's a Mishnah Berurah siv cotton kuf tesvav. A filu lahogis boy is also mutter. Mishnah Berurah siv cotton kuf tesvav. It's also mutter. We will see in a minute that the Ramah does bring machmirim, I think, with this, but I'll go upon him. But we do paskin its mutter.
No,
there's no difference as far as we're concerned.
I thought that if you.
No, well, that's
even if it's off the fire. Then maybe you can't stir.
Right, now what about if it's on the fire? What have we seen?
Right, it's on the fire. Mm-hmm. Then to stir it is osur. Sorry.
Well, 1 second. Is it either fully cooked and it's
right? Not fully cooked, it'll be osur both of them.
Of course, it's osur. If already, when it's off the fire, you can't even remove food from it because it'll cause the rest to heat quicker.
On the fire and fire the heter.
So of course, it's going to be osur. Right.
Now, if it's fully cooked.
One second. You should know also the truth is if it's not fully cooked, there's an additional issue in Ration and Dalad which I spoke about, which I couldn't find just now. That's if you have a food item which is not fully cooked on the fire and you remove some of the food, you're causing the rest of the food to cook quicker.
Correct.
That's an independent issue.
Right.
So to ladle out.
And what else?
No, the sad hour seat we're talking about.
Food, yeah. It's causing it to cook quicker.
Yeah,
what else?
No, here there's an issa midrabbanan because it's like stirring. You're causing a turbulence. In our seat, the issue is, but by removing food, it's similar to stirring, and stirring could cause a turbulence in that itself, even if it's not on the flame, will cause the food to heat up quicker. Now, for the acid also, to remove food. But apart from that, there's an independent issue of the fact that by making the rest cook quicker. Okay? And what's the last case?
The last case is...
Can you stir a food item and could you remove a few food item from a pot which is fully cooked but still on the fire?
Right, so according to the Mechaber, yes.
How do you know?
Because he's a
Sfarim. The Shulchan Aruch, it's off the flame. The Shulchan Aruch is when it's off the flame, yeah? What about when it's on the flame?
I thought we don't even know when it's
on. Oh, so we don't.
Yeah, that's...
We don't, when we ladle the soup out on Friday night... Yeah, although it's fully cooked, we first take it off the flame and then we ladle out.
And that's the Eli Rabbah.
That is the Eli Rabbah, that's right. That is the Eli Rabbah. That's not the Mechaber. Doesn't talk. Mechaber's talking when it's off the flame. And what? Yeah, Mechaber says when it's off the flame, you're allowed to stir it. Huh?
Exactly, where are you looking?
Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says.
Where?
In the special called Sorokoi Mutter. What's Mutter? If it's off the flame and it's fully cooked, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us it's mutter to remove food from it and to stir it as well.
Yeah.
So the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here that if it's fully cooked, then it may be stirred if it's not on the fire. What about if it's on the flame? So the Mishabura Hizam is being Zachumra not to remove food from it. And also the Kolboy says also not to stir it. Kolshki not to stir it. That's a Kolboy. I don't think the Kolboy is that the Kolboy is in the Shantzi and Kuflam and Vav.
So again, even if it's fully cooked,
yes,
it's on the flame, everybody says you can't take out.
No.
No.
Okay, what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? It's fully cooked and it's off the flame. Then the Shulchan Aruch says it can be removed.
Yeah, but if it's on the flame, everybody will say it's off.
I never said that.
No.
Now look at the Mishnah Brura. So the Mishnah Brura says, thank you. When it's special called Tzorokai, the Sivkot and Kufshid Gimel, Afilo Oymid El Gabi Ha'or, Mutalahit Bekaf. Okay, Master Beis Yosef says you can actually remove food, from, fully cooked food, from a flame once the flame is, even if it's on the fire. All our mamas, they don't do that. Do they, Binyamin? We don't take food out of a pot.
Generally, we don't take it
when it's still on the flame.
Well, some
people do. Do they? Well, that's Machlekes Rabbi Beis Yosef and Eli Rabbah.
We do
water.
Take water out of an urn.
Yes.
Because water is different.
Why is water different?
Because water is nothing. There's no hot pots, hot spots.
There's no the turbulence. That's right, because I think that this is written by the Avni Nezer. He says that, what I'm saying, that with water, it doesn't get affected by Hagosa, even by turbulence. It doesn't affect the water, because it's all like one liquid entity. So that's right. But here the Mishmur Kofi Gimel is bringing this Machlaikas.
So can you... Again.
Yeah.
If it's fully cooked, and it's on the fire, so based on that Mishnah Brura, then Mi'ikar Adin, you can take out.
According to the basis, the Kofiud Gimel says the Beis Yosef permits it,
yes,
and the Eli Rabbah prohibits it.
Right. So
that's with regard to ladling out.
So Machlokas.
Ah, I want to offer you one of these. Some homework for the train, Beis Hashem. We very wish you Mazel Tov, Chaim, on the.
Oh,
So that's the. Can I just have a look at. Just check I got mine right. As you're reading now in the Shad Tzion, he's Mechme in this case. With the Kolboy. Yeah, okay.
I'm not really clear what the Kolboy is saying because it's a lot of longness here.
Yeah, we haven't seen the Kolboy properly. So, Reb Ari Nossen, so far, have you completed the
to take off from, if it's on the fire, even if it's fully cooked, whether you can take it out of the ladle is a machlokes space yosef and then they're up.
Yeah.
Right. But I would assume that to stir it, that they.
So that's the Shad Tzion Kuflamud Wol. The Sakara Shad Tzion Kuflamud Wol said, the Kolboy said, to actually stir it is a Chiyuv Chatos! Wow! To stir a fully cooked food on the fire is a Chiyuv Chatos. Now that's a massive Chiddush.
That's
a massive Chiddush, Binyamin, because it's fully cooked. In fact, the Shad Tzion later, in Sivkotan. Said he doesn't understand why. Oh, Sivkot Kuf Memches, the very last Shad Tzion in our Simon, says he doesn't understand why it should be Osir. Because at the end of the day, the food's fully cooked, and as much as Ein Bishel Lacha Bishel, but why should stirring have any more effect than cooking? So it seems there must be the Kolboy hold as some improvement to the food by stirring it. The Shad Tzion, the Kuf Memches, says he doesn't see, he doesn't understand, which is quite rare. I don't remember the Shad Tzion saying such a thing. I don't understand.
Maybe the Rishon Brura we ever found before,
he said, I don't understand why this Rishon says that. Maybe it'd be a loch, but maybe he does, but. The point of the Kolboy says to stir even a fully cooked food
on the fire is no good. So halacha lemaaseh, let's get practically speaking. We make sure all our food is fully cooked before Shabbos, because if it's not fully cooked, then it's
before
easy.
Shabbos means before Nach, not before the early Shabbos.
I'm saying, practically speaking, it should be fully cooked before even before any time on Shabbos, because it's very easy for a person to be nichshol in cooking it. All you do is you have a pot which is not fully cooked, and you push it a bit further to the flame. It's a deraisa. You have a lid which is off, or you want to check if the food's cooked. You take the lid off, put the lid on. So then, by putting the lid on, you're making that food cook quicker, and the food is not fully cooked. Or here, for example, you take a ladle and you stir this food which is not fully cooked. So again, you're going to be doing bishul deraisa binyamin. So
that's not good.
So therefore, that with regards, even if it's after shkia binyamin, even if it's after shkia already, you don't want to be nichshol in any issa deraisa. So therefore, practically speaking, if not fully cooked, we would be careful not to ladle or to stir. It's time when they don't have the food which is not fully cooked. If it's fully cooked, which is what we do normally have, and you want to ladle out, so you should ideally remove it from the fire before you ladle out or you stir. Because if it's on the fire, then to stir it, the Kolboy says it's osam min haTorah, chiyuv chatos, and even if you just ladle out, you have the Eliyahu and the Beis Yosef who have a machlokas, and that's what all our mothers and wives do, unless we're the ones serving on Friday night. We would take it off the fire first, because of the concern, if it's on the fire, perhaps stirring it, although it's fully cooked, will improve.
Some should say that's okay.
Not Machab. Mishnah Berurah brings Machlokas. Beis Yosef says you can actually remove fully cooked food from a pot even when it's on the fire. That's Beis Yosef Kuf Yud Gimel. You can remove
from
that. We wouldn't do it because Eliyahu asks it, but Mishnah Berurah brings two things. Look, no, Eliyahu, it's not discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Have a look, Binyamin, it's in Kuf Yud Gimel. Shinud Chesed Kotan Kuf Yud Gimel. Yeah, so Mishnah Berurah is Kotan Kuf Yud Gimel. Of an special called Tzorokoi, fully cooked food. Got it? Afilu Oimed Al Gabi Ha'or, even if it's on the fire, Mutal Ha'it to Bekath. Kim Mashu Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says a fully cooked food, you can still remove food from
you
it.
You can't stir it, you can ladle it out.
Rabba Masik, the Eish Le'eser, the Rabba says, don't ladle from a food which is on the fire. Now that's what Mishnah Berurah says. That's the Machalekas. Now if you look at the chat, Tzien Kuf Lamed Vav, he says, this is Mucha from the Kolboy. Ula HaKolboy, Im Hoya HaGosa Mamush, to stir it, Yesh Bechiev Chatos. He holds it's even worse if you stir
why?
It, because you're making a major turbulence to this thing. It seems like, just like Yesh Afiyah Achabishol, you know, as a Musik, although Ein Bishol Achabishol, Yesh Afiyah Achabishol,
right,
yeah?
Therefore.
It's considered a different sort of, has a different effect than cooking. If you have a cooked item, you cook it again, nothing's happening. Cooked item that you bake again, or you roast again, it's having some new effect on the cooked food. Now if we pass Kun Yesh Afiyah Achabishol, similarly, Yesh Hagos Achabishol, stirring. So somehow or other, I can't scientifically tell you, and as I said to you already, the Shatzin himself said, like Eda Hatan, the last Shatzin in our Simon, if you turn the page, the last Shatzin, Kuf Mem Gimel, he said, Kuf Mem Ches. The last Shatzin in Kuf Shinyad Ches, if you know this Shatzin, it sounds like you know all the Shatzins because you got to the end. But the last Shatzin says, like Eda Hatan. I don't know why the Kolboy, my Adifa Gossam Bishl Mamash. Mamash, your question, Binyamin. Can you see? Look at the last Shatzin in Shin Yud Ches. Kuf Mem Ches. He brings the Kolboy again. Yeah? Can you see? The last Shatzin, Ois Kuf Mem Ches. He brings in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings the Kolboy. And the Shatzin Kuf Mem Ches says, by Eda Atam. I don't see the reason why this should be. My Adifa Hagosam Mebishal Mamash. Rabbi Say, do you have that? Mr. Levine, do you have that? Binyamin, do you have that? Yeah, Paula Pais can say, Moshe Kofim Kol Tzolke, Imbish and Bishol, Tzasefta. Yeah, but Vada Ebedi Ebed, they wouldn't answer it, because the Kolboy says so, but other Pais can obviously would disagree. And we don't remove food from a pot when it's on the flame, we take it off to fulfill all the criteria, even the criteria of the Eliyahu Rabbim.
That's the cup of coffee time, so we take it off.
Yeah. But we haven't done that yet. Now, we're going to complete the Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch now, because we haven't quite finished the Sif. Sorry for all those who thought they're going to have a quick shiur this morning. We're nearly finished, but we say it's a bit tricky. Let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. So again, in a special called Tzarukai, a food item which is fully cooked, you may remove food from it if it's off the fire. Which we continue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Avol tzemer liyoyra. However, if you have, I'm doing the Shulchan Aruch two lines up towards the bottom of the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch. That's with regard to food which is being cooked. Tzemer liyoyra, if you have wool in a vat, which obviously you're trying to dye, Afal pisha kolat ha'ayin, although the color has already taken effect, and the food is fully cooked, not the food, the item has fully been affected. Yeah, also the haggis boy. Nevertheless, you shouldn't stir it, and even if it's off the fire, it seems you shouldn't stir it. Why not? We'll see the Mishnah Berurah in a minute. Well, lachatchil, and ideally, geish lezoy af pikadera b'chalinin. You shouldn't stir food at all, even a food item which is off the fire and it's fully cooked. You shouldn't stir. We'll see the Mishnah Achroinim, they don't hold, take on like this chumra, and that's why I wasn't so concerned about it when we did our charts, not to confuse the oilam. Sivkotan, kuftas zayin. However, with regard to a vat in which wool is coloured, although it's fully coloured already, and nevertheless we shouldn't be stirred, we shouldn't soveya. Nothing to do with bishul, but to do with soveya. Shekeinu meleches ha-tzviya, this is how tzviya works. Lahog is tamid, one continually stirs it, kadesh lo yisrochich, to avoid the wool being singed. Gamal edeh ha-gosa, and therefore that stirring is interesting. To stir the vat is part and parcel of the tzviya process. Interesting. We find quite a few times in Hilchos Shabbos something which you wouldn't have thought is actually the malacha itself. If it's part of the process of the malacha, it's also forbidden. One example, for example, is plaiting dough on Shabbos. Now, we know lisha means to create a dough that involves the mixing of the water with the flour. It's lashon min ha-Torah. That involves the actual element of kneading is also considered, is also lashon min ha-Torah. Yerushalmi says to plait dough is also chayv chatos. Why? You've not done anything. So the Rogatchover says that any activity which is naturally and normally done in the middle of the performance of a malacha is also considered part and parcel of that malacha. And since plaiting is an activity done in kneading, it's considered, Yerushalmi considers that to be the malacha of losh, and it's also min ha-Torah. Another example for this is squeezing water out in the middle of the laundry process. Laundering, we understand, if you put water on a garment, that's laundry. Or if you rub the dirt away from the garment, it's also laundry. But to squeeze the water from a garment, why is that laundry? So Rambam says it's mitzorchei hakibbus. Mitzorchei hakibbus, I mean, it's not essentially cleaning the garment. Rather, since it's an activity done in the laundry process, it's forbidden. Similarly here, the stirring of the pot of the vat is intrinsic to an act of dyeing, and it's also considered a malach of dyeing, and therefore when it comes to dyeing an item, to stir an item which has been dyed already in the vat is forbidden because of tzoveya, because it's part and parcel of the dyeing process. And furthermore, the Mishnah gives another reason. The more you stir it, the thicker, the deeper, the more enhanced the color becomes, and therefore that's why it's also forbidden. It's not mitzad bishul; it's forbidden mitzad tzoveya. Look in the Shatzin; he does have some other biurim as well in this. Tivkot and kuf yod zayin. The remark concludes: ideally, one should be careful, even in the pot which is fully cooked, not to stir it if it's not on the fire. What should you do if you can't stir it? Don't stir it. So what should you do? Eliyafech, don't remove food from it because it may affect it by the turbulence. Eliyafech, you just tilt the entire pot and then there's no turbulence at all in the pot. We paskin that one may stir, not like the shitter, but rather if it's fully cooked, one may ladle or stir and eat food from it if it's off the flame. All right, so lehachmir yachmir v'agosim mamash. If you want to be machmir, then don't stir it. Have a light to be careful in lehachmir cloud, and the special talk of in aloe. If you want to be machmir, you can be machmir not to stir it, but not, but don't, need not be machmir not to ladle out and fully cooked food which is off the fire. I hope this chart makes things a bit useful, makes it things clearer. It's quite a complicated sif. If you go through the sif again a few times, and Be'ez Hashem, everything should be clear. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for coming. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Simon Shin Yud Test. Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Test. We hope to finish the Simon Be'ez Hashem. Obviously on Tisha B'Av there'll be no Shi'or.
What's happening next week?
And next week we'll continue Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know about Thursday. Probably not Thursday.
Are you running off soon?
We're going to edge, but we are quite a lot ahead. So the next Shi'or will be tomorrow, Sif Yud Test, finish Shin Yud Ches. And then we'll start Shin Yud Test on Monday, Be'ez Hashem, Yom Rishon. Yom Sheni, and then we'll take it from there.
Fire on Monday.
Is that sure?
Monday, you can just
I was thinking the same. Thank you, Binyamin. Binyamin, why don't you give me this now, not the beginning of Chedek Gimel? Okay. Rabotai, best is to have all the food fully cooked before Shabbos.
Even better to eat.
Not before Shabbos.
Where does he speak about off the fire?
Where does he speak about what?
The not fully cooked off the fire. Which one is that?
Not fully cooked. That's a Shulchan Aruch.
That's so which one is Chiyuv Chatos? Are they all Chiyuv Chatos?
No, not at all. If it's not fully cooked, so to ladle it, no, to stir it. It's a kol shekein, to stir it, also.
So
if you've got
the
cook your
diet. On the fire, to ladle it on the fire, it's a
Chatos. So is it fully cooked or not?
No, not fully cooked.
No, so that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Chol Shekein L'Hagis Mamish to also the Chiyuv Chatos Bazeh.
That's stirring, the ladling.
No, that's stirring. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about ladling.
Yeah, the
Mishnah Berurah is talking about stirring.
Yes, is the Machab also in Chiyuv Chatos?
No.
Just
no, yeah, because it's not such a significant effect as stirring, but it's similar to stirring, and therefore it's forbidden.
Right. Okay. What about stirring off the fire? That's
stirring off the fire is
that
again. Was it fully cooked or not fully cooked?
No,
it's a sivkot and kufiyot dalet. That's what you just said. Choshkin lahagis mamish to osa is chiyuv chatos
poseh. That's
off the fire. Is that right? What I've put?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Excellent, Mr. Levine. Top of the pops.
And
the
ladling
at the
Mechabah says. Come on, the pot's under the pot, not the
top. Excellent, okay.
So on the fire, you haven't got the Torah from Mechabah, but it's poshut.
On the fire, what?
To ladle something.
Not fully cooked?
Yeah. It's obvious, but Mechabah doesn't actually speak out, does he?
Well, the Mishabruna says this. He says, yes, of course, Mishabruna is going to come through Gimel. He has this the very beginning is in Kodl Kofiud Gimel. Yeah, to ladle is Osa Kishon Ispach Kosar Kosar. And of course to stir is Kol Shekin, it's a Chiyav Chatos.
So, when I used to
check
when
again.
I cooked... Was I wrong to have something? Yeah. I missed out. Uchaim, you should know. I don't know where it is.
Okay, yeah. It's the back of Shemoylem. You got it.
Is it back of that? Is it back of the other Shemoylem as well?
In mine, it's not listed as a separate sefer.
It's not separate.
As you say, it's the end.
It's tucked away. It's tucked away in the
book. They're saying on the cover it doesn't list it.
I know you're in a rush. If the food is not fully cooked.
Yes.
And it's on the flame. There's an additional reason why you can't remove food from it.
We're learning about cholent.
Cholent. Because a chazorim, you know.
No, because Here the discussion is, do we forbid removing food from the pot because it's like stirring it and it makes a turbulence? But apart from that, if the food is not fully cooked...
Because it's less, it might not be going to be super tired, but it's going to speed it up.
No, because you've got less food. And that was said, that was sort of, it's not mentioned here at all.
Yeah.
It's in Ration and Dalad somewhere, we couldn't find this morning, but it's important to add to that chart. If it's not fully cooked and it's on the fire...
I just
what did you want to say?
What did I want to say? So, I remember when I used to cook at camps, and we made the chonant, so when we took the chonant off each other this morning, it's very kedai to stir it, because you've got this big pot, and otherwise the people at the top are going to get it, those are the people who are boiling it, are kind of dried out, slap right at the bottom. So I didn't use to stir. I always understood that you should tip it, tack of a whole pan, we used to tip it into another cane.
And based on what you learnt today?
So according to that, it should only be a humra.
Yeah, that's right.
A humra, a good humra, is not actually matter.
That's right.
Yeah. It's funny, I still haven't worked this out, because I asked you before, and you said never mind.
I would never do that to you.
Any differences here? As to something which isn't stomach mediocre, I'm not. So I thought there is a difference. I thought that's what I thought. I thought it's stomach mediocre, but it can go to be more mediocre.
Well, it's fully cooked.
So what is there no halachas of
Chazara and Shahir? There's opinion by Shahir with Shahir. Yeah, there was two days, Hanani and Rabbanon.
You're saying it's not applicable here at all.
No.
If I can't find anything different, you must be right.
Okay, Rabbi Sai?
My tool is my...
Yeah, very good.